Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So let's go to Tia and her family.
The twins have a sleepover today, so I'll just be you two at home this evening. And then if you want to have a friend down, that's okay, because I've got plans this evening, so does Daddy.
And Sienna's like, she wants to have like six people over, Mom. She's gonna have a party.
No, I never said that. I never said that, Sienna. You're so stupid.
Yeah, you did. In my room, you said you're having five people over, and with you, that's six people. So get over it.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
That's what you said.
I just said if you guys want to have a friend over, like whatever. I mean, that's what Mom said. Whatever, you're stupid.
Tia's like, I said you could have one friend. So then they cut to the producer and they're like, describe Sienna in a word. And she's like,
bitch.
No, you can't say that on TV.
Mistake.
No, you can't say that.
I hate her so much.
She's like, no, you can't quote Soap Dish. This is
American. American. Very American.
And what about Lexi?
Oh God, she's a lot too. Do I need a different word?
So they're like, but the kids are like bickering back and forth at the table about the sleepover thing. It's so funny. They're like doing that teenage thing where everything they say, they're so dramatic about, like, five people. So then the dad sits down and he's trying to be like, what's going on? What's the problem? But they just keep on pleading their case and complaining. And she's like, there's no issue, but you're making it an issue just by asking if there's an issue.
Even though I was raised in England, I was raised very much under the Nigerian principles. You're a reflection of your parents. But living in America, we're about self-expression here. Isn't it lovely? You just get to listen to them chatter, chatter, chatter. Love this country.
And then Sienna turns to her little brother and she's like, why is he being gross? And the brother's like, hey. So then Dia says,
teaching these children to advocate for themselves and now they're speaking back, so they do have a voice, which is great. I absolutely love it. God, I love when children talk back to the parents.
Thankfully, I also have a staff that's generally tasked with listening to their voices. But I'll sit here as long as the cameras are here. Are we done?
So then basically Tia and Rob escape to go to the backyard to get away from these kids because the kids are just bickering nonstop. And he's like, yeah, let's relax a little bit. And she's like, yes.
I think sometimes I just don't feel like I have enough time with everything that I have on my plate with work and my kids and my social commitments and me wanting to take a bath with a toaster oven after those children talk for 3 minutes straight.
So she says that she was a stay-at-home mom till her kids were in kindergarten and then she was out of there. And she is a global real estate agent for Sotheby's. And I just wish they put in another clip of her saying,
I enjoy the curb appeal.
I know. So, you know, she's telling Rob that she was really mad when she had a really long day and then she came back and they were just all sitting there waiting for her to make dinner. And she was like, that wasn't so cool. But it's like, yeah, but I wake up at 6:30 in the morning every day and then I'm going to work. Like you can go to wake up at 6:30 in the morning, but like when your work day is over, you don't then have people staring at you saying, make me dinner. It's that I don't care. I'm team Tia on this one.
And I actually like her idea here because she says, you know, I think this is an opportunity during summer holiday. One kid has to take responsibility for making a meal once a week and then boom,
yeah,
we're covered. I mean, unfortunately, you have to eat your kids' food. And I know from having nieces, they make you shit off TikTok. That's just not good. Sorry, it's just not. They're like, put pasta in a bowl with a block of cheese and a tomato and some garlic and some mayonnaise and then some chili pepper sauce. And then microwave it for 13 minutes. And then they sit there and they eat it like it's delicious. It's not it's fucking fire. Delicious. I'm sorry. It's not. It's terrible it's not. Food. But they're like, you know, putting it on their phone. So they're like, it's delicious. It's not.
Well, Tia tells us that she and Rob parent differently.
He does a lot of talking in that American style. And they just tune them out and like nothing happened. Whereas I go apeshit crazy, but then I see results. Cause honestly, my mom used to do the same for me. See, you know, she would tell me to wash the dishes, and if I didn't, she'll get the dishes and she'll put them on my bed. Like, you have to be marginally insane so that they know that you're capable of doing anything. It's like, yes, I love this.
I do too. So he says, they have to know that you're willing to murder them. That's important.
That you'll go at any length to make sure those dishes are. I remember when I was a kid, I saw an ad for Crispex, the cereal. It was kind of like Chex, but it was like in hexagonal form or whatever. And I saw an ad like in Time magazine. I was like, that's my cereal. I want that cereal. And I like held to my mom. I was like, can you get Crispex? Can you get Crispex? Can you get Crispex? Mom finally got Crispex. And I had my first bowl of Crispex and it tasted good. But that type of cereal goes mushy like right away. Like right away. And it was really mushy, so I didn't want to finish it. And I was like, I don't want to finish this. And mom was like, you have to finish it. I was like, I don't like it. And I was like, you have to eat it. And she made me carry around the Crispex in a bowl all day. Like, we went to the bank, we went to the store, and I had a little bowl of Crispex with me the whole day because my mom was like, you are finishing that Crispex. And credit to my brother, we finally came home. I still had my bowl of mushy Crispex, and he was like, here. And he poured fresh Crispex into the mushy so I had crunch again. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, this is great. And it was solved. Yeah, you got to make your kids do some weird shit.
Yeah. And as Tia puts it, well, there's one thing I can't stand in this life, and it's rude children. So I have a new hero, like so far. So far, there's a new hero in town. So then time to go shopping at Sequel. Giselle and Tia go shopping. And Giselle's like, so how are you? Why? She's like, knackered.
Naked.
Knackered.
Naked.
Knackered.
Naked is kind of my thing. So why do you keep saying naked?
Why are you saying my tagline? That's my only storyline.
My storyline is that I like to be naked, even though you're not going to see me naked, and I'm only going to talk about it.
I've only thought of you being naked for about 1 minute. I'm already naked from thinking of naked. Please.
I believe this is the boutique where we spent a good like 6 minutes rewinding frame by frame for the storekeeper to walk by and offering help. Kristen, I think we named her, right?
Oh, really? I didn't even see her in this.
She goes by very fast. I was like, there she is.
We had a whole half an hour about her in our preview episode. So she's saying knackered, which means tired, Giselle learns. And she's like, I'm not adding that to my repertoire. So Angel comes too, and they start talking, and Tia's like, oh, I haven't seen you since your lovely event. I thought yoga, well, I mean, I was the only one in bloody yoga trousers.
Your trousers were bloody.
No, it's just more British slang. You have to keep up. Be more international, Giselle, please.
But my storyline is being bloody and naked. That's a disgusting storyline, Giselle. She's like, but what you were wearing, I will tell you, at that party, it was not stylish. I'm going to say that. She's like, not you talking about style to me, please.
I'm British, so I automatically have some sense of good style, especially for you. Just wait till the rest of the episode, Giselle.
So Giselle's like, yeah, you did email me once. And Tia tells us, before I was in global real estate, I was in LA doing celebrity product placement. And when I moved here, there was a lot of talk about Giselle being an awful dresser. I mean, she's just not a fantastic dresser. So for shits and giggles, I thought I'd just DM her and say, babe, I can help you. So I did.
I love the idea that like, when I moved to Potomac, there was a lot of talk about Giselle being an awful dresser. It's like, I'm just imagining a realtor saying like, okay, you're going to love this neighborhood. Great schools, a great mall nearby, a lot of land, low crime rates. But one thing you should know is that there is someone here named Giselle and she's an awful dresser. A lot of talk when I moved in.
So Giselle never read the DM. And she goes, don't slide into Giselle's DM. She's never going to read it. And she goes, unless you have a big penis. It's my other big storyline. Naked, bloody penis.
Ooh, that's Richard.
So then Wendy shows up. They all say hi. And Giselle's like, okay, yeah. Well, this group, you know, since we've been together, we haven't been having fun. And Wendy's like, yeah, we haven't. And Angel's there and she's like, wait, so my event wasn't fun? You guys didn't have fun at my event? They're like, no.
Tazal goes, no, it was not. It was not fun. A little bowl, you make a sound with a bowl, take the bowls and throw them in the trash can. And she's like, okay, well, I guess I need the definition of fun for you guys. And she's like, we are going to save it. We're going to take a trip on Captain Save the Hose. We're going to Nevis, which is an island in the Caribbean, and we're going to stay at the Four Seasons. Ah.
All right, well, now you're speaking my language. So Giselle says, last time we went to New Orleans, I hosted, and that was one of the best trips we ever had, and y'all never let me host again. But somebody's in jail, so there's no one left to host but for me. So here we go. The true hero of the season, Giselle.
So Angel's never been away from her kids, and so she's going to pump and dump. And, you know, they make some small talk. And Angel's not a late night person. She's not a drinker. Angel's not very promising. I'm just going to say it. She's not promising, guys. You should never let Kiana bring on a friend. Why would you let the least entertaining person on the show bring a friend? Makes no sense.
Angel's stock is really declining. You know, I thought I enjoyed her first episode, but I am a little concerned about her here.
She seems nice, so, but she just, yeah, you know, very nice. You don't drink, you don't stay up late. You want to have sound bowl parties. You know, I don't know.
So now they're looking at different outfits for Nevis. And Wendy is like, she's like, who shops here? Grandma? Does grandma shop here? I need to buy something for my mother. Oh my God.
She's so rude. She's so fucking rude. My God. Just you're here promoting some lady's store. Just fake it. And please, what we've seen you wore the past couple of episodes, I don't know why you're so judgy about it. I saw what you wore on that river bench scene. You look crazy. Yeah.
So, Wendy, I hope you enjoyed the goodwill you got earlier in the episode, because it's gone.
Well, geez. So now Angel is saying, so how did your talk with Kay go? And she's like, I think it was okay. You know, I just stated what she's coming from. I stated where I'm coming from. And I didn't really get what she's coming from, because what she said I did wasn't the betrayal. So I don't get it. And Giselle's like, well, she said that you were like, where did you get your makeup done? And he's like,
you said, who did your makeup? Now, I know that that's a diss, because I said the same thing to Giselle in his Snapchat messages. She doesn't check those either, apparently. Hasn't learned either.
When he's like, well, but you guys are not making it sound nice, okay? Because the way I said it was, ew, disgusting. Did you do your own makeup? You should never do that again. See, that's kind of nice constructive criticism, right? Like, no, look, this is, here, let me do it with my accent. Do you do your own makeup? And they're like, yeah, that was good. That was good. She's like, look, I don't think that's it. Like, I think that if it does, like, it'll be from her end, but like, it'll just be another tile in the mosaic of her not being a good friend to me.
So now they're talking about the Preakness situation. And Giselle's like, are you guys good? Because you guys had that little spat. And Angel's like, oh, well, she said that she didn't say chin check. And Wendy's like, but she said she didn't say chin check? So after that event, she told you she never said chin check? But she did say chin check. Angel's like, yeah, she did say that. So then we see Kay apologizing to Angel for saying that she said chin check. And Giselle's like, wait a minute. So she doubled back after apologizing? And she goes, yeah, she said that she looked back on it and then she remembered that she didn't say it.
So when she definitely said it. Did Kiara, maybe Kiara didn't know what chin check meant either. I don't know. But Angel's like, yeah, like, no, she didn't say it. She said she didn't say it. And then Tia's like, I'm so confused. No, not about this situation, just why Giselle decided to wear that top with that bottom. Why did she do these things?
So wait, she looked back on it and Angel's like, yeah, so now I'm confused because I want to tell you, if she did say that, that's going to be a real problem. Just us like, she said it, because I would not use that language to talk about how I address a friend. Chin check, it's basically the F word and the C word. And so Giselle's like, oh gosh, this is where she says, don't ever think what I told you is not true. Y'all say enough foolishness that I don't even have to make things up anymore.
So Angel's like, before I got there, me and Kay spoke privately about the chin check conversation. And she told me that she didn't think that she said it. And so I believed her because she's my friend, you know, and I'm going to believe her before anybody else. But then she tells the ladies, I don't even think about using words like that with my friend, or as I call it, the CC words, you know, but she knows what that She knows what happened with her. And it's so crazy that that would be the phrase she would go with. I'm just going to put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
And Wendy's like, oh, you mean her getting hit in the head? Because like, Angel's like trying to like not say it, but say it. And Wendy's like, oh, you mean when she got hit in the head during the fight with Candace with a bottle?
And Tia's like, what? Who was hit in the head? And then she goes, yeah, when the physical violence happened to her. And Giselle's like, okay, well, next time we're together, it's the first conversation. Nah. Okay, well, now it's time. Kierna's pre-Preakness brunch. And Kierna's place.
Great. So there's catering. Greg is there in a just like trying so hard to be excited about this. And Kierna is like, well, I'm happy that Greg is here. Like, he really wanted to make it clear that he was like willing to support me. And I just had to like understand that like that support that like that from Greg like doesn't necessarily have to look like exactly what Kay wants, but like I had to know that like his intentions aren't good for me. I'm like, you're the hottest woman he's ever dated, and he does not want to let that go just yet. That's why he's here.
Yeah, I don't know what Greg's doing here. So her mom is also there. And so she talks about how she's having the pregame and she wants to be, this is her first Black Carrie Bradshaw experience. And her mom's like, okay, you won't be Carrie Bradshaw for long because that's Mr. Big over there. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm holding it down. What the hell, man?
Let's get on this Peloton real quick. So Kierna's like, Greg and my mother's relationship is like so funny to me because they will like find each other and then they will like, you know, make amends and they'll be fine. I'm like, I guarantee your mom internally has not made amends and is fine. I guarantee her mom hates Greg, but she cares about her daughter enough that she's going to just keep some of that to herself. I mean, I think she'll be vocal. She's been vocal about Greg, but I think she's like, okay, for the sake of my daughter, I will just keep that inside. But I guarantee the moment that Greg is gone, the mom is going to be dancing on the coffee table.
Yeah, so Kierna is, oh, so what's her bun? Stacy comes over and Kierna's like, oh, even though I'm shorter than her because she's like 6'4", I'm still the bigger person because I invited her to sit in a corner of my little dining room nook thing by an air conditioning door.
I let her sit at the dining room table that we crafted out of the Murphy bed we pulled out of the wall.
Yeah. So Stacy comes to Greg because, of course, Kierna's like, hello, but then she kind of ignores her. So Stacy goes to talk to Greg and she's like, so are you together here with Kierna? And he's like, well, I mean, I'm back and forth between here and the house. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, but I'm trying to follow the story. So you own this home with Kierna? He's like, no, I still have my house and she has her house. So you live together in sin is what you're telling me? He's like, no, I just stay here because we're still dating.
So will you're married. Be entering any pageants with Arabella? So I don't even understand what that means. No, I don't either. I'm just trying to make conversation. Ashley and Giselle arrive and Giselle looks bonkers. I don't know what she is trying, what look she's trying to pull off. This does not speak of Day at the Races to me. She just has some crazy poof in her hair and some like floral thing. It's really one of Giselle's.
It reminds me of Big Business when Bette Midler's walking through the office and she goes, is that how we come dressed to the office? You look like a blood clot.
Yeah, it does look sort of like Giselle has a massive head wound.
So Giselle's like, okay, there are things I need to discuss. I'd like for us all to go to Nevis, the island, and have a fantastic four seasons experience while I'm naked and empty nested. So they talk about the trip.
And
Stacy's shocked that she's even invited to come to this. And so now they're going to eat because Giselle's blood sugar is low. So Tia arrives, you know, it's arrival. So everybody's like, oh my God, you're pretty. No, you're pretty. No, you are pretty. You're pretty. Then outside, Michelle's talking to Greg and she says, oh, doesn't Kierna look gorgeous today? And it's like, she always looks gorgeous. That's not the problem. And she's like, and that's why you love her, right? That's why, because she's gorgeous. Is that why, you silly man?
He's like, that's not the only reason. She also wears a mean polo shirt. So Kierna is like, she's like, oh my God, it's so great that you guys are over. Like, honestly, I never sit in my furniture. And she's like, well, invite us over more then. So Wendy shows up and she's like, it's time for hoes and horses. Also, we're going to the first ladies after this. First lady of Maryland, Dawn Moore. You could say this is like Dawn Less because next we're going to Dawn Moore. Okay, everyone. I just want to remind everyone. Dawn Moore.
She's like, I'm fine to attend the brunch. I just love a good, you know, nosh before the main event. My event.
With Dawn Moore. You know, Dawn Moore is like, oh, please, please stop. Can we pull this episode? Dawn's like,
a little Dawn Less. Okay, a little Dawn Less here. Not a great week for me.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Angel comes over and Giselle criticizes her titties being too big. And then she's like, oh, take that out. Ah, never mind. Everyone looked great. Everyone looked amazing.
So they are talking about the events around the Preakness and Black Eyed Susan, which is an event. And Giselle's like, yes, I've been to Black Eyed Susan before, Rob. So how did we end up here crammed around this table in your kitchen / living room instead of at somewhere else? Is this your event or is this like the holding pen before the actual event? We're not filming, are we? And Kendra's like, well, you know.
Giselle just has no chill. She's just like, okay, here we are. Let's fight. Things to do, places to go. Let's just wrap this up quickly. Okay, here we are. How is this your event, not Wendy's event? Go. And she's like, well, you know, there's a lot of first, better, best with Wendy. You know how that goes. And Stacey goes, oh, what? What does that mean? I mean, as far as Arabella knows, that's just me. That's what they call me in the beauty queen world.
First, better, best. I take all three places in a pageant. First, better, and best.
I even got those places going up against Arabella in her own class.
And I mean that not just in pageantry, but anything she does in her school class, I just show up and I do it better. Wendy likes to be first, better, or best. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a great time getting nothing for nothing.
And that's all you can say for the life of the poor. And Wendy's like, I think it's awkward that there's a constant desire to have an issue with me. As you can see, there was no problem. And Stacey's like, how is she being competitive in this moment? Well, Stacey, oh, you are so amazing, Stacey. Kieran is like, we're enjoying this. This is a pregame. It's fine. And Wendy's like, no, you have all these pre-rehearsed lines that you want to say. And it just seems so odd.
I mean, that's actually really true because, like, you guys figured it out. Wendy had got a high profile invite. You were going to maybe you were going to do something else. You moved it to a pre-party, a pre-game. It's fine. It worked out. I don't know why Kiara has to say, oh, well, she has to be first, better, and best at everything. Just say, yeah, we had a conflict, but we actually talked it out. And then I decided I'll do something first and she'll do something second and we can get the best of both worlds. But instead she just comes in hot for Wendy. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Wendy has the better ticket.
And also, Kierna just can't decide when she wants to fight and when she doesn't. Like, she tells them chin check. Then she tells Angel, no, I didn't say chin check. But then she tells Angel, I did say chin check. But then she tells Angel she didn't say chin check. It's like she wants to get into things, but then she changes her mind. And this, she just clearly came for Wendy saying first, better, best. So obviously you want to have an argument. But then Wendy gives it back to her. And she's like, what are you even talking about? Why are we arguing? And she's like, Wendy, this is supposed to be fun. Okay. It's supposed to be a great pregame. Well, you started it. Why do you do that? I mean, stick to what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I will say I am going to have a little bit of a reversal on Kierna later in the episode. So I just want to get everyone ready for that. There will be a small reversal, but I am by and large, I would say I'm like 95% on Wendy's side on this one. So Wendy's like, well, you know, it seems you're speaking to my profession. It seems like it bothers you because you're insecure about yours. And I was surprised the mom did not get up and say something. Cause at this point, the mom is sitting on the sofa. The sofa is adjacent to this dining table that they're all around. And the mom is just on the sofa with like her hand, like on the arm of the sofa, like, and her face is like perfectly between, I think it's like Stacey and Ashley or something like that. Or Stacey and Giselle, like the mom just poking it, like watching from there. And I thought the moment that Wendy said that Kierna was insecure about her profession, I thought the mom was going to jump up and get involved. Like, that's my daughter.
Well, she started it though. Kierna did by saying it's your whole professor energy, like your whole better than everybody because you're a professor or whatever.
Yeah.
So Tia's like, oh, Kierna's mom was definitely making her presence known. She was kind of like gentle yet fierce. Like, if this goes left, I will go along with it. But nothing could be uglier today than Giselle's outfit. Let's just concentrate on that.
Can I say something? My daughters have gone off to college. Just want to remind everyone. Also,
I like to be naked.
I like to be naked, I've decided. The thing that gave me pause, I think it's time to have a better fight, because this, I think, will be more fun. The thing that gave me pause for cause is Angel told me that when you went back to her, you said you did not chin check. And that means that I'm a liar. And I'm not a liar. So will you explain this? Chin check fight begins now.
So Angel says, look, I'm not calling you a liar, but I've known Kierna a long time, and I don't think she would use those words to refer to me, because even you guys don't think it's a big deal. To me, it's overly aggressive. And Kierna's like, and you took offense to it. She goes, yes, I took offense to it deeply, deeply. And she goes, okay, received. And Stacey says, chin check means punch you in the chin.
Which was very much like me when I was watching the show. I was like, chin check means punch you in the chin. I mean, let's be honest. I am Stacey. I mean, I'm such a Stacey.
Stacey's attitude is so funny to me.
Well, I mean, that's what it means. And Kierna is like, okay, well, just so we're clear, I said it and I apologize, Angel, for offending you in that moment. And she goes, okay, well, I apologize if you didn't feel like I have your back, but just so you know, I always have your back. And Wendy's like, well, the energy that you had at the store is completely different than what you have now. And then she's always like, facts, facts, facts.
And we see, like, you know, at the store, Angel was mad that Kierna was, you know, she was just mad about this whole situation that Kierna said, that she did say the chin check thing after all. Because Wendy, so we're back at the apartment. Wendy is like, because when you were at the store, you were hurt. You were like, we don't use that term. You said this, you said that. Them fighting words. You said that.
Oh, you were shocked at the words. I didn't realize it was such an aggressive word, and I learned that day from her reaction. You were so angry that I almost went over to Kiana's house and laid a pile of dishes on her bed.
You even said that given what Kay had experienced 2 years ago in this group, she was, and Kierna's like, oh, wow. Yes, she did say that. And they're making, you know, Giselle and Wendy teaming up together is actually really funny and shows that they should always be on the same team, because they do it a couple times in this episode and they're actually really good at it, because what they're doing is not cool to this Angel chick. Like, she didn't, they're making it sound like she was shit talking her. All she said was, she better not have said chin check, because that wasn't a cool thing to say. And now they're like, you were going to come after her. You were so furious at her. And then you even brought up her previous fight. I think it was completely fair for Angel to say, I can't believe that someone who is just in a physical brawl or whatever would even use that term so lightly.
100%. But Wendy and Giselle do not miss a beat. They also do not miss a detail ever, which, by the way, it circles back to why the Wendy's scandal is so scandalous, because she just seems so smart that, like, she would do a better job at this fraud, you know? So, but they don't miss a beat. So now that they are paired up together and they are coming at Angel so fast and really turning the tables on her, and you can see Angel is, like, just trying to get, like, she's not expecting this. Angel's thinking it's going to be, like, empowering girls, whatever. Everything will be fine. And I think the last thing that she was expecting was for Wendy to turn this around on her. So she is now, like, treading water. She's trying to catch up. And as she says to us, like, hey, you know, it's fair if you say, oh, well, I'm in a better place now. I had a moment to think about it and process it, you know, and everything. But, like, instead, but as she's like, at the same time, though, Wendy is completely right to maintain, like, you need to maintain the same energy, because it doesn't make sense. Otherwise, you look fake.
I think they're full of shit. I mean, I like how Angel stands up for herself, because she finally, I mean, it takes her forever, because they won't stop talking, right? So before we even get to her defending herself, Angel's like, okay, well, I was hurt that day. And Wendy's like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Like, you had a conversation, you need to have the same energy. And Kierna says, okay, Angel, here's the deal. You have the right to feel however you feel. And as your friend, I'm going to give you that in good faith that I understand how this can get heightened. But whatever the chat was that y'all had, I hope that'll be the last. It's like, what are you giving attitude for? You are the one who started this chin check line.
Exactly.
This is all you. What are you getting attitude-y with your friend? That's not cool.
You started it, and then you denied it, and now your friend got upset, and now you're, like, angry at your friend for talking with them about it. So Giselle's like, ooh, if Kay didn't chin check Angel before, this, my friends, was a chin check, okay? Because Angel shut right on down. That chin was like, oh, whoa.
So Angel's like, okay, well, let me address the other thing. Let's talk about the energy you said that I had the other day that I haven't brought today. And they're like, oh God, it's over now.
You know, but she never got to say her thing. And she's like, it's been 2 days. And speaking of, oh, and Kierna says, and speaking of, do you even like this lady?
And she points at Wendy and she goes, do you even like her? Do you like this lady?
Because they're all trying to make this poor Angel fight for them. Then, you know, Giselle and Wendy are like, yell at Kierna. And Kierna's like, no, yell at Wendy.
Yeah. So Angel's like, well, today I'm not feeling it. It's like, well, why don't you like Wendy? It's like, well, I had a great day with her. Oh, so now you don't like me though? Well, no, I don't like this conversation because you're basically calling me fake by saying that the other day I had this energy. And Kierna's like, well, that's what's being fake. That's what being fake is, Angel. So now Kierna's turning on Angel.
Again.
So when Kierna just turned on Angel.
Kierna, Angel's the worst one fucking in the friend. Shit. And Kierna, yeah, the worst Angel. Friend. It's she can't. You can't even be a friend for 3 weeks to somebody that you brought on the show, and you're coming after Wendy, who's been pretty good to you. And it's your third year, and you're just now coming to her for being fake. You've already thrown your friend under the bus in under like a week of shooting time, lady.
Yeah, and well, also like Kierna is coming for Angel for being fake when Angel's being accused of being fake because she's standing by her friend's side, even though her friend. Said that she lied and said that she chin checked and then lied saying that she didn't chin check. And then now it's double back. And Angel is just trying to be a good friend and be like, okay, well, I hear that and I'll stand by my friend. And everyone's like, why are you standing by your friend? You're being fake. And so she is like getting heat for standing by Kierna. And now Kierna is going to be like, that's what being fake is, Angel. Unless she's saying that Wendy is the one being fake. But
no, she's telling Angel. She's like, that's what being fake is. And I mean, I just feel bad for you. I mean, do you feel like you're being forced to eat a box of chin checks? So Giselle's like, well, I agree with Wendy. And Angel's like, wait, but I didn't say they didn't. Oh, God, this fight is so fucking stupid. So Wendy's like, why are you trying to target me? I didn't do anything. Yes, you did, Wendy. You sat here and tried to start a fight with her. And her friend, and she's like, why am I bad for trying to make clarity, but you're not mad at the person who said they would chin check you? And that's true, but you guys won't even let her talk. So how is she supposed to fight with anybody?
So Angel's like, okay, let's try and use some emotional intelligence. Okay. I'm like, good luck. You're on Bravo. When you find out things that hurt and shock you, you respond one way. And when you sleep on it, I'm not going to have the same energy than when I found out. And that's the end of it. And Wendy's like, whoa, well, the way you just whipped on me is crazy. That's like, wow. And I like when Angel goes, well, wow to you, Wendy. Wow to you too. I kind of like that line. Wow to you too.
Wow to you too. It's very Kierna fighting. I can see why they're friends. Because it's how Kierna fights too. Like in the scene with Wendy, she's like, same Wendy, same. So Giselle's like, okay, that was fun. Let's go see the First Lady of Maryland. Let's get it out.
So Greg sort of comes over to the table. The producers are like, okay, Greg, now's your time. Okay, cue Greg. So Greg comes over with some like singles and he's like, hey, ladies, do not spend this money on shoes, please. Women be shopping. Go win some money. I'm like, thank you, Greg. You really like your enthusiasm is off the charts. I really believed you.
He's like, please don't buy purses, bunch of women. Oh, how are women going to hold money in their hand and not spend it on a purse? Shut up, Craig. All right, so let's go to the sprinter. So Wendy's like, wow, oh, there's a boat. We should have had a stripper in here. And Angel's like, Bobby told me to drop a stack on some horses. So now they're having champagne and trying to have fun. And Wendy's like, let's toast us getting together, looking gorgeous, and we're going to have fun now. And Giselle goes, can I toast to Angel? Because Angel looked very upset. Duh. Okay, we're in a different setting. Let's get this over with. Okay, we've got 10 minutes to get there.
Angel goes, I was not upset. I was mad, which is obviously two different concepts. And Stacey goes, oh, okay. Angel goes, but I'm fine. I appreciate the toast. I'm fine. So you were mad at Wendy. Why were you mad at Wendy?
Yes, I was mad at Wendy, but I'm generally also just mad. And so she's mad because she was misunderstood. And Kierna's like, I get the frustration. And sometimes building new friendships, it gets uncomfortable. But, you know, like sometimes there's moments where you want to engage, but then you don't know people. And then sometimes it goes left. And I speak candidly. I'm aggressive. You know, I speak aggressively and I speak honestly, but it's from a place of love. Even Wendy, when I was speaking on you, I didn't come to these ladies And Stacy's like, that's how you came to me. Very, very mad.
Well, you tell a different story. First of all, Stacy, when you came into this group, I was very excited about you. And I was telling everybody I thought you were great. Well, I think it's funny that you say that you were interested in trying to get to know me when you were constantly having events where you didn't invite me or Arabella. That was pretty shitty.
And she's like, yeah, she wasn't even on my list. I mean, it's honestly that not that deep and I don't care. Oh, really? You're such a fucking hypocrite. So you're mad at Wendy for not acknowledging you, but you're not mad at somebody else exactly. Who's also new for not. I mean, you're Kieran, come on, man. Pick a lane.
Yeah. So Stacey's like, well, look at her attitude. She's like, I don't care. Like, what is that? You don't even care. Like, well, you can't be remiss about the interaction. So that's probably why she didn't invite her. Well, what is it about me that makes you so upset? It sounds like a personal problem. Meanwhile, everyone's like putting on masks on Stacey. They're like, well, we can start there with the breath.
So Kierna spills a drink and she's like, I need a napkin. And Kierna's like, can I have a napkin, please? And Wendy goes, let her clean you. Let her clean you off if she's your friend. And Wendy's like, if I had a cotton dress, I would wipe your dress. I mean, if Angel's Willie your friend, she should use the bottom of a dress. And Giselle's like, yes, she should be using her dress to help you. So now Wendy and
that's Angel, not a now reasonable Wendy request. And sorry, that's not reasonable. Okay,
it is the girl so funny spilled. Watching Wendy and Giselle team up together. It's cracking me up because you don't see it that often on this show.
Yeah, and so, and Wendy's like, yeah, you could do it. It's like, you have a friend of 20 years, a friend of 20 years. And this is the moment where I had a small reversal for Kierna, because Kierna, even though I am really not on Kierna's side with this fight with Wendy, like when Wendy gets on one, we've seen on the show, she does not shut up and she just goes on and on and on and there's like no getting through and she's starting up and I just like Kierna goes, you know what? Mind your business. Fuck off, Wendy. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. And I kind of loved it because it kind of shut Wendy up. You know, even though I'm on Wendy's side, like we've seen for years and years when people get into a fight with Wendy, like you just can't get through. And Kierna has come up with a pretty simple tactic, which is to say, fuck off. Just be like, fuck off. I don't want it. Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off.
And Stacey's like, oh, I don't talk like that. She goes, oh, yeah. Well, I don't speak like that because I have my QVC voice on. And then I guess we're supposed to like not like Stacey because she works at QVC, which seems like a QVC weird diss voice. For somebody working, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or their boyfriend or whatever. Like you sell beauty products. What's the difference? She's being televised selling them.
So Kierna goes,
I don't get it.
I'm tired of these hoes, especially the one sitting next to me. I'm a hoe. Oh.
And Angel goes, oh, it's just a colloquialism. And Kierna goes, oh, it's a colloquialism. Oh, really, Angel? Now it's just a colloquialism when you were just up in arms about chin checked 10 minutes ago. Why it's just such a mess. It's hilarious. They're all just being hypocrites. They can't find anything to grab onto. They're just throwing it all up in the air.
I like Stacey going, well, I don't want to get chin checked. And Kieran goes, oh, you got it already. And Stacey goes, well, I'm sure you're the person to show me. And everyone's like, Ashley goes, oh, no, no, let's do that. That's a traumatic thing. Oh, I hate that's been brought up to that. Okay, relax, Ashley.
Please.
We can get over it now. I mean, like, yes, it was shitty. It was really shitty what that happened with Kieran. But now we can't make any mention of this one fight. You
and
know,
it's also like, the second time it's been brought up because her best friend was the one who brought it up first. Okay. So mm-hmm. Now it was already brought up in the group and now you guys are acting all mortified that she would bring up that situation. That's so ridiculous. Give me a break.
Yeah.
And also, Ashley, didn't you write like character witness letters for Monique after she beat up Candace? I mean, come on.
Exactly. So Ashley like suddenly like clutching her pearls and being like,
Stacey's taking it way too far to bring up something like that. That was like traumatizing and difficult. Like, honestly, it makes me want to chin check Stacey.
Well, see, you're now doing it too.
Now it's okay.
A fuck with you. Yeah, now it's okay now for it's you okay to like talk about violence.
Then Kieran is like, I'm done with Stacey. How dare she? Oh my God, you guys are so fucking ridiculous. I can't.
But you know,
they're at least trying, you know?
Yeah, I have to hand it to Kieran. I mean, she is like, she's not only like trying to do something. She's arguably been in the center of the show for the season so far, which is shocking. Her and Stacey have been. So, you know, it's entertaining. I was laughing my butt off.
No, it was fun. All right. Yeah. Well, that's it. Nailed it. Well, killed it.
Nailed it.
I'm going to go get naked and bloody in my home.
Chin check check. Everyone, we'll see you tonight for Crappy Hour. A lot to discuss. Can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on everything. And again, that's going to be at 5:30 on the West Coast and 8:30 on the East Coast on YouTube and Patreon. Nah. So thanks, everyone. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. Professor.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.